Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, Rob Flynn from Machine Head. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jackie?
I'm doing well. Happy to have you back on the show, and happy you're alive out there in this crazy world.
It's crazy. It's crazy times.
It definitely is. But you've been keeping busy. Let's start off with the acoustic happy hour performances that you do. During your online acoustic happy hour acoustic performances, you cover a wide range of music in minimalist fashion. In what ways is that making you a more versatile musician?
I tell you, it's been super fun. I started doing it at the beginning of the pandemic in March. I think the week after we got locked down, I did my first one. And you know, if you go back and look at all the first ones, they're pretty bad, and I was still trying to figure out what the hell I was doing. But, you know, I kind of got into a groove about a month into it, and it's really been, you know, it's probably a challenge that I never would have put myself up to had the pandemic not struck. I mean, we play acoustic songs here and there in Machine Head, but to play a whole 2-hour set once a week, and I'm trying to learn 3 new songs every single week, so that the set list is constantly different. And, you know, right now I've got a repertoire of about almost 60 songs that I'm pulling from each week. And it's been awesome, you know. And then somewhere about, I want to say about 2 months ago, I got real tired of missing a couple of notes on some of the songs that I loved. I was like, ah. And so I called up my old singing teacher, Melissa Cross, and I was like, hey, I need to wrap my head around singing acoustic, to an acoustic guitar, because it's just me and an acoustic guitar, nothing else. That's totally raw. No effects on anything. I mean, you know, people are very used to hearing kind of produced, finished products now, and this is just kind of like a raw punk rock thing, and it's really fun. Very spontaneous. I take cover, you know, requests and do it on Facebook Live, so there's all kinds of people talking and asking for songs. And just doing that, so after all this time, for the first time in a decade, I'm taking singing lessons again to just improve myself for this. And I figure, hey, if we're going to be not touring and locked in for all this next bit of time, I might as well work on improving myself.
Rob Flynn from Machine Head with us on the show this week. Machine Head recently released a 2-song digital single called Civil Unrest. And this one features Killswitch Engage frontman Jesse Leach. Stop the Bleeding. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Flynn from Machine Head with us on the show this week. And let's talk about the new Civil Unrest double single. It's a reaction to the deaths of George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery. What horrifies you most about social inequality still being so rampant in this country?
That's a good question. I mean, I feel like I've been singing about this stuff for 28 years, my whole career. And, you know, it just doesn't seem to change. And whatever little changes that we do don't really stick. And, you know, I wasn't home on Memorial Day. I went out, and so I didn't see the actual George Floyd murder until 2 days later. And so I literally just vomited out lyrics after watching that entire 8-minute and 46-second video. And, you know, I had already written a bunch of lyrics right after the murder of Ahmaud Arbery just a couple of weeks before at the hands of white supremacists. And I had been speaking with Jesse from Killswitch Engage, and we had actually been talking about collaborating on that particular song, which I had recorded, you know, about a year before that, musically, or parts of it. And I came in the day that I wrote those lyrics. I came in about an hour later. I drove past a bunch of protests and demonstrations that were already happening here in Oakland, and I just sang every word. I just, you know, spit out with every bit of venom that I had, and what you hear on the song, what you hear is that day of me singing, that day, the day that I wrote the lyrics, and the day that I saw the video. And I texted him the text of the lyrics to Jesse. And I was like, dude, I just wrote these. How do you feel about singing on it? And he was like, immediately got back, I'm all in, 100%. Yeah, let's do this. He sang it a couple of days later. We mixed it, and within 2 days, we had it up on all the digital servers, because I really felt it was important to have a song that was singing about stuff that happened in June 2020 out in June 2020.
Rob Flynn from Machine Head on the show with us this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break, still to come. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Music from Typo Negative, Pantera, and more with Rob. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Flynn from Machine Head is my guest on the show this week. And Rob, you've never shied away from calling attention to injustice in your songs. Lyrically, who are your greatest role models in terms of using music for activism?
I don't know if I ever look at it as activism, but, you know, to me, the band that started it off for me, which I felt kind of laid the groundwork for what I consider to be protest songs, is Black Sabbath. You know, War Pigs, to me, is the greatest protest song ever written. And granted, it's cloaked in this satanic, kind of satanic overtones that make it a little more cool in that way. But, you know, they were singing out against the Vietnam War, and that whole record, Paranoid, you know, so many songs are just standing up against that stuff. And you know, through many of the songs in their storied career, but especially the second, third, and fourth record, there was a lot of standing up to what they felt was wrong with the times. And, you know, that obviously continued. I grew up in the Bay Area, kind of the golden era of the thrash scene. I saw Metallica opening for Raven at a 250-person club.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, grew up in punk rock and Dead Kennedys and early Metallica. You know, James Hetfield was on stage at that show where they opened for Raven to 250 people wearing a shirt that had an upside-down cross, and then it said Ronald 6, Wilson 6, Reagan 6. Like, so Ronald Wilson Reagan 666, upside-down cross behind it. And I was like, yeah, Reagan. Sorry, I can't swear. You know, F Reagan, F yeah. And, you know, it was just, you know, to me that had such a powerful impact, especially songs like Ride the Lightning, certainly the song Disposable Heroes. You know, I think even all the way up to End Justice for All, you know, a lot of that stuff, you know, certainly by the time the 90s came around with bands like Rage Against the Machine, I mean, those were, you know, a lot of rap that I was listening to, NWA, Public Enemy, you know, Ice-T, it was very angry and very pissed off and very, you know, violently opposed to police abuse and police authority, and especially to my teenage mind, it had a huge effect.
Rob Flynn of Machine Head on the show with us this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Iron Maiden, Anthrax, and more with Rob. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Flynn from Machine Head is with us on the show this week. And Rob, Machine Head always seems to be a whirlwind of activity. What's been the biggest benefit to being forced to curtail much of your typical routine?
You know, it's funny because, especially with the acoustic happy hours, you know, like, it's a happy hour. I play for 2 hours, I drink beer, like, I get everybody to drink and hang out. So it really has given me, like, a great focus, and it's fun. And, you know, I know I really look forward to them. I know our fans really look forward to them because it's like a party. And, you know, I mean, as far as, like, you know, it sucks that all the touring got canceled, and, you know, we had to cancel our tour, and what the future holds for the rescheduled tour dates that we have coming up, I have no idea. But, you know, in a lot of ways, my life isn't, if I'm not on the road, I work from home. You know, like, I'm in a band, like, I don't have an office. Like, I work from home. And so in that respect, my life isn't that different. You know, I know the money's getting a little tight right now, and, you know, probably about 4 months, I might be applying for a job at Starbucks for now. You know, we're doing okay. You know, so we're just kind of seeing what happens. And, you know, I think that, like everybody, we're just so completely sideswiped by everything that happened and just trying to make sense of it in a world that is literally going crazy. You know, certainly here in America, it's just going crazy.
Rob Flynn from Machine Head with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Again, the band released Civil Unrest, a 2-song digital single that has the songs Stop the Bleeding, which features Jesse Leach, and also a song called Bulletproof. Quick break. Up next, a new tune from August Burns Red. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Flynn from Machine Head is my guest on the show this week. And Rob, short term, the concert industry has been decimated by the pandemic. Looking ahead, what positive innovation do you think can come from recalibrating the way concerts are staged after the shutdown?
I mean, I really can't wait till the day when we can all get, you know, a Machine Head show is like a religious experience. You know what I mean? It's so much of a community, you know, the crowd singing along and thrashing along is such a big part of the show. And, you know, I talk to people in the industry and, you know, many of the venues are talking about opening up and they're only going to be able to be 25% capacity. And I'm like, 25%? Like, that sucks. You know what I mean? Like, it's the whole everybody mashed up against each other and arm to arm, you know, sweating on each other and singing along, and that, you know, that connection, that, you know, that connection of people that makes it so much fun. So, you know, for me, I don't think it's, you know, I've been saying this for a while. You know, I said it back in March and it didn't get a very welcome response from, you know, the people at large, but, you know, I know a lot of people appreciate my honesty about it now. It's like, I think this thing's going to go on for 2, probably 4 years. You know, I don't think it's going to be back to normal, whatever that is, for at least 4 years. I think it's going to be very much like a Spanish flu of 1918, where, you know, it went on for a couple years and it's going to come in waves, and then it's going to die down, and another wave's going to come. And, you know, by the time everybody's done with it, we're all going to be so shell-shocked and probably financially devastated that it's going to take, you know, what happened in 2008 or 1918 was that it took another 2 years for people to just feel safe to go back out, you know, to not feel like, oh my God, is it truly gone? And do I have enough money to do this? And so, yeah, I think we're in for a long haul. And, you know, I know that that's not what people want to hear. People want to hear that it's going to be back to normal by March of next year. And you know, if anything for me, just the way that my mind works, knowing that touring is off the table for that long actually puts me more at ease. It puts my mind more at ease. Like, okay, I've got to really figure out something to, you know, to navigate this. Like, as a band, you know, the band leader, you know, me and my guys have got to figure out ways to get around this, because there's just no way that people are going to be able to coagulate in groups that make sense for promoters to make money, for venues to make money, for bands to make money. I mean, it's expensive. I'm sorry, I keep on swearing. It is expensive to tour. Nobody realizes how expensive to tour it is. And tickets for metal shows have been relatively unchanged for almost 15 years. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but it's certainly not going to be raising the prices on, you know, what is traditionally a very blue-collar, working-class group of, you know, fan base. You know, so I don't know. I think there's a lot to figure out still, and, you know, we're just gonna have to get through it and see where we end up.
Rob Flynn from Machine Head with us. Check out the new Civil Unrest double single that's out there now. And Rob, thank you so much for taking the time. Always love having you on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jackie.
And stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.